From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Flights are moving in and out of northeastern airports once again following a storm that walloped the region yesterday. Airport officials are working to get thousands of stranded passengers on board. Tessa Gapay has been trying to get to New York from Atlanta all day.
We have to wait for 10 hours in order to get that flight back to New York.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says most of his city got a foot and a half inches of snow or more.
20.5 inches of snow on Staten Island, 19 inches in Lower Manhattan, 18.5 inches in Washington Heights, 16 inches in Northern Brooklyn, 18.5 inches in Woodside, and 15 inches in the Bronx.
Bloomberg says the situation requires patience. Snow removal crews are working as fast as they can. In Connecticut, utility crews are trying to turn the power back on for what had been up to 22,000 customers. Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports that driving in the state is still hazardous.
The powerful nor'easter dumped up to 15 inches of snow in parts of Connecticut. Wind gusts reached 68 miles an hour along the shoreline. Connecticut Governor Jody Rell says blowing snow continues to affect travel on state roads.
If you don't have to be out, by all means, don't go out. Let the DOT, let the state police do their job. I know that many of us would love to be out doing that after holiday shopping, but those sales will still be there tomorrow.
An emergency operations center will remain open throughout the day to assist utilities as they restore power to customers. New outages are cropping up along the coast, where warmer temperatures allow the snow to stick to power lines. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.
There continues to be healthy signs that the U.S. manufacturing sector is improving, but Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that the sector is far from making a recovery.
The Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas's survey of Texas manufacturers finds continued expansion in business activity and an even brighter outlook for the future. At nearly 13, the Dallas Fed's current manufacturing index is not quite as high as in November, but it is positive for a fourth straight month. Although new factory orders and production are growing more slowly, other components of the index are showing greater strength. Companies report using more of their plant capacity, and factory employment has improved notably, as the Dallas Fed puts it. The survey also finds that manufacturers are significantly more optimistic about new orders and output over the next 6 months. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Americans are shopping again. At least they're spending enough to boost 2010 holiday sales to the highest level in 3 years. MasterCard Advisor Spending Pulse says total consumer spending, excluding autos, rose 5.5% from November 5th through Christmas Eve. This is NPR News. An appeals court in California is putting the brakes on a plan to sell 24 state government buildings. For now, the judge wants to hear more arguments on the issue first. The hearing is scheduled for next month. The hearing will be held after the departure of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a strong proponent of the sales. Plaintiffs in the case say the idea was not vetted by the state judicial council and would amount to an unlawful gift of public funds. Republican Joe Miller says he's no longer trying to prevent certification of the Alaska Senate race. Miller's attorney says he's still opposed to how write-in ballots were counted in the election and is considering further action. Unofficial results show Miller lost to incumbent write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski. Public comment on a webpage set up by New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is showing support for pardoning legendary criminal Billy the Kid. But NPR's Ted Robbins report, Richardson still has not decided whether to grant pardon.
It's common for outgoing governors to grant last-minute pardons, but Billy the Kid, a.k.a. William Bonney or Henry McCarty, take your pick, has been dead nearly 130 years. He was a killer, but there's some evidence that Richardson's longtime predecessor, territorial governor Lew Wallace, had promised a pardon. It had reportedly been in exchange for Billy the Kid's testimony in someone else's murder case, which the kid delivered. But Wallace never kept his end of the bargain. So Bill Richardson is deciding whether he'll grant it posthumously before leaving office at the end of the month. On a completely unrelated but interesting note, along with being governor of New Mexico, Lew Wallace was the author of the biblical epic Ben-Hur. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
This is NPR News.